It's been months now since dairy giants Murray Goulburn and Fonterra announced they would drastically reduce the milk price, saddling farmers with huge debts and prospect of collapse. Here in Dean's Marsh and in the nearby dairy farming district of Simpson, the bruises still haven't faded. Our reporter Danny Tran filed this report from Simpson.
The calves at this dairy in Simpson are hungry. Dairy farmer Alex Robertson says they'll settle down once they work out how to use the automatic feeding machine. But he's not so sure about the Coalition and Labor.
The feeling is that if they're not going to listen to us, we're not going to vote for them.
He's talking about the crisis that ripped through dairy communities across the nation when the major processors Murray Goulburn and Fonterra announced drastic cuts to the price of milk solids. Australia's largest processor, Murray Goulburn, says it's no longer feasible to pay the current price because of the exchange rate and lower than expected milk powder sales in China. The cut has left Alex Robertson, who represents the advocacy group Farmer Power, with $300,000 in debt, and he blames the industry.
We were misled not just by factories, we were misled by our industry reps and... You know, we need a full inquiry into what's going on in the industry and why farmers have been shortchanged all the time. I would prefer a Royal Commission than an inquiry.
Down the road and outside Robert Methven's dairy, there's a small plaque recognising the quality of the milk. He milks 12,000 litres a day.
But at the moment, it's not much of a satisfaction, to be honest, because it's not really worth enough.
How does it make you feel now?
It makes you sick. We live with that every day. You know, you're producing it, put it in the vat, and it's really not going to pay all your bills.
While most people were starting high school, Robert Methven was at work on the farm. And after 19 years with Murray Goulburn, he's severed ties and moved to Warrnambool Cheese and Butter.
It's crucifying this industry because that's a dollar of milk and you think the one beside it's maybe $2 or $1.50. I'll go for the dollar because... You know, that bloke's making more money than this bloke. But that's not true. That dollar milk is killing the industry and killing the farmer.
Robert Methven wants more government intervention and says there needs to be a floor price for milk. It's a plan that's heartily endorsed by his friend and fellow dairy farmer, James Guy.
I really think that the best way to do something is have a floor price in milk. So you know what you're getting for a start.
But James's wife, Mary, says it's not just about money.
We're not surviving, but... Yeah, we love our job and our animals. And it's horrible not being able to feed them properly. And you see them suffering because we can't, because we haven't got the money to buy and feed and stuff. So all those things impact on us.
The farmers say Simpson has always voted Liberal, but everything's on the table this election. James Guy.
Well, I voted probably basically all my life Liberal.
Will you be voting Liberal this time around?
Not hope. Independent.
Robert Methven.
Yeah, most of my friends are talking independent because we've got nothing out of either government. They've told us porkies and, you know, give us loans. We don't want a loan. We want a decent price. They put window dressing up and say we're looking after the farmer, but they're not. They're just vote catching.
Dairy farmer Robert Methven ending that report from Danny Tran.